Hello, homies, and welcome to day four of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group, where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out, and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery, and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, my name is Talia, and I'm 10 years old. And I love homeopathies because firstly, they taste really nice and they're nice and sugary and sometimes very good to eat. And secondly, my mummy, they really help me when my mummy gives them to me. For example, if I have a bee sting or one of those things, my mum gives me Apis. Or for bruises and bumps, mummy gives me Arnica. And there's many, many, many more. Some of them I don't even know. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Stephanie and I'm from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I was introduced to Eugenie about 3 years ago from an amazing friend and practitioner, Jessica Gilbert. And actually working with Eugenie has been really, really life-changing for us. So I have a son who has multiple disabilities, including epilepsy, cerebral palsy, and he was having a lot of gut issues. Things were really, really tough for us for many years. I found out he had mold, candida, all sorts of crazy stuff going on. And he was getting sick all the time. He was also getting pneumonia, and we were constantly calling ambulances. He was having really, really terrible seizures, and things were scary. And I have to say, working with Eugenie and getting on the track with homeopathy has been absolutely 180 for us. It's really turned things around. So my son is still in, you know, the process of recovering because he was put on a lot of meds prior to homeopathy. But going this route has meant huge changes for him. So I haven't called an ambulance in over a year, which has been, you know, a miracle in itself. He hasn't gotten pneumonia, and he's actually getting much stronger, and everyone notices it. He's doing so much better in so many ways, and I'm beyond grateful. And the other amazing part is not only has my son been doing better, but so have I. There's so many post-traumatic stress issues that I was having and so many other things that were happening to me as a result of all the stress. And Eugenie helped me in so many massive ways, and my daughter as well, which is just icing on the cake. And I have to say that thanks to Eugenie, thanks to her Facebook group, and thanks to the podcast, I've learned so much, and I actually have, you know, just felt this immense joy with homeopathy to the point where I actually want to change career paths and become a homeopathic doctor. And that's something I never, ever saw coming. So I just want to say a special thank you to Eugenie. You've been a godsend to us. I'm so excited to continue down this path, and I hope only beautiful things for you. And I'm so grateful.
Hello, my name is Joanna Mander. I'm originally from Switzerland, which is a country that's very big on homeopathy. In fact, you can get even remedies in your traditional pharmacies there. They always have a big shelf set up for that. Now, back then, I didn't know much about homeopathy, and it was just for me, I thought it was just another drug, to be honest. And it wasn't until I met later on in life Eugenie and sat in one of her introductory homeopathy classes that I realized the whole, you know, science and applications of homeopathy, plus the wealth of remedies, pretty much remedies for everything out there. That's when I really amped up my game, and I have now probably, when I look at my homeopathy shelf, over 50 remedies sitting there in my shelf, not to speak of all the remedies that are spread all over the house. So I definitely am a very regular homeopathy user. It gets used daily for more chronic things like hormonal stuff for myself, to blood sugar balancing of my daughter, or managing anxiety, those anxious moments at school. Two more, you know, acute things like bumps and bruises, arnica, aconite for coming up with sudden cold symptoms. Well, really anything. So many applications that I could just talk and talk. But I thought I'd just highlight a couple of success stories. One was the most recent one with my headaches, which is basically I used to suffer from really bad migraines at least once a month, usually that time of month, yes. And used to take strong prescription killers for that. Now I've stopped taking them for at least a few months now. Must be at least half a year now, actually. Because I decided to give, again, I thought like I must give homeopathy a go. So I'm taking this combination headache remedy and progesterone. And the moment it basically starts to hit me something, the smallest symptom, I take it. And, you know, it's honestly subsided, and to the extent that it's gone now and hasn't been coming back at all. So definitely a success story there. The second one is I had a big accident about 3 years ago where I fractured my pelvis, and I was in hospital for, well, I was supposed to be for 6 weeks, but I got out literally just past the 4 week mark because I pressured them to take x-rays earlier on because Christmas was coming up. And in that time I was taking religiously every day the symphytum remedy, because that's for helping to get the fractures healing. And they warned me I may be having to go back home in a wheelchair if I take it at 4 weeks. Now they took the x-rays at 4 weeks and one day. I was a bit nervous, but it came back positive, and they said I did an amazing quick recovery for my age. So that was just phenomenal. I was able to walk again, and everything was just great. So those are just two of my personal recent success stories. And yeah, I must say, even for my pets, I use some of the, my nearly 21-year-old boy Gizmo. I've used it for vaccine detox, for his kidney, for calming him, all sorts of things. Right now I'm actually giving him arsenicum for his, I guess, end-of-life stage to support him. And yes, that's my short 5 minutes. I could easily have talked longer, but I try to speak as fast as possible to squeeze as much as possible into here, because I think homeopathy is just amazing, and it's honestly super the work Eugenie is doing, spreading us all to become really these skilled homeopathy users. So thank you.
Hi, my name's Rach Koning. I'm from the Clarence Valley in New South Wales, Australia. I believe everyone needs a homeopathic first aid kit in their life, or if they don't, they need a friend that knows all about homeopathy to help them out when they're times of need. And so I've got like some testimonials, not just my own, but just of a couple of different people that I've been able to help out because I've had the remedies on hand when they've needed it. I will talk about, first of all, my sis-in-law. She was pretty sick recently with like a bad flu. And at the end of it, she was getting terrible headaches and was using sinus tablets and just not getting anywhere with it. So she reached out and I felt that it matched her Cali Bit remedy, which I got to her. And she said it was just incredible that within a few minutes she could feel her sinuses draining and the headache was gone. And now she always makes sure that she's got Calibic on hand because that's the remedy that helps her with the sinus headaches, which is pretty awesome. Another thing that happened recently was my poor mother-in-law had a fall and it was pretty bad and landed really badly on her arms. And also hit her head. Ambulance trip and everything, and the pain that she was in her arms is pretty excruciating. By the time we got home, she hadn't been sleeping with this shooting pains that really matched the remedy Hypericum. And I said to her, would you like to get one of the remedies I've got? And she said yes. And like I said, she hadn't slept. I gave her first dose of Hypericum and I could just see her relax, and then she went and had a lay down and had a bit, and she was basically, it had taken care of all those shooting pains, and it was just incredible. So she just kept dosing it, and they'd given her some pretty heavy duty drugs, and homeopathy trumped it again. And then, you know, there's a little testimony from my son, who's 11 years old now, and I said to him, what's your favourite remedy, or what do you like about homeopathy? And he said, I love how homeopathy gets rid of earaches instantly. And we've certainly had some times where he's been screaming in pain with earaches. And one time it was belladonna and it was gone like within a minute. And another time it was pulsatilla, two completely different remedies. And that's why it really helps to get every first aid book you can to do with homeopathy, of course. And also to know someone that just loves it. It can give you a hand with picking the correct remedy when you need it. And then just a little personal one from me. I just absolutely love homeopathy and seeing what it does for my family. I used to suffer debilitating migraines regularly. Anyone that knows me knows, you know, I couldn't really go a week without a migraine. And now I just hardly ever get them. I can't remember the last time I had one. And I know what remedy I need. If I am starting to feel like I could be coming down with a migraine, I know what to reach for depending on the feeling of the migraine. It's either going to be a hormonal one, for me is sepia usually, or if it's coming from my neck, I just grab a dose of Rustox and it's done. And it's just amazing how, because I haven't suppressed it, it's uprooted the migraines. Everyone needs an amazing family homeopath and or both friend that's really into it that can help them out in their time of need. It's just phenomenal. I have so many more testimonies I could share, but I'll just do it with those ones today. And homeopathy will change your life. Do everything you can to learn about it. There's so many opportunities these days to do little mini courses. There's some amazing books that are easy to have on hand in your home that you can refer to and get to the right remedy. And then, like I said, as you get to learn it and see what it can do, it's just mind-blowing. Like my sister-in-law said, like she's seen it now for herself. It was phenomenal, and they've always got it on hand too. Anyway, homeopathy rocks and will change your life. That's me signing out.
When my youngest daughter got sick with whooping cough at the age of 1.5, this went on for about 4 months. Me going to the emergency room, multiple doctors, and all they could tell me was that it was a bad cold. They just brushed me off every time, but I knew it was something more and that I wanted to help her to get rid of this terrible dry hacking cough that was worse at night, worse when she was lying down to go to sleep. I just felt awful. And I was introduced to a homeopath, and I never knew what homeopathy was at the time. And this homeopath was able to heal her within hours I literally watched her heal before my eyes at the dinner table. I could see the green snot coming out of her nose. Her cough was turning wet, and I knew her body was finally ridding itself of this cough. And fast forward to today, I've got 3 girls. My youngest is 4 months, and I am on my way in the next couple weeks to finishing my first year of school at the Canadian College of Homeopathic Medicine. Hattie, what's your favorite medicine?
That.
What's your favorite medicine?
That.
Chamomile?
Yeah.
Say chamomile.
Me too.
Hello, homies. It's Sarah Brown here. I don't even know where to start with what I want to say, but I feel like over the last few weeks, I've really been in situations where I am having to trust the process of homeopathy and to trust that it will work and to let it work on its own. But also, I am also very, like, highly recommend having a consult always. I feel like sometimes people may have a consult and they think, oh, it didn't work, so they don't go back, or, you know, they go to one or two maybe and they say, oh, it didn't fix what they were going for. But I have been seeing, Jager and I have been seeing Eugenie for a couple of years now, and Jager still does the thing that we originally went in there for. But he's been doing that thing, which is sucking his thumb, since he had a thumb inside my womb. So it is like the very first thing that he does, that he, like, it's the very first thing. Then there's, like, you know, all the other things that came along the way, which have now pretty much gone. Like, he had severe constipation. He was so fussy, you know, and now he's like, no more constipation. He goes to the toilet on his own. Like, it is so amazing. He eats all the foods now, and he is so open to trying new foods as well. There's just so many little things that have come up after the thumb sucking that have gone away now. So it's just a matter of trusting that when we get the right remedy, the thumb sucking will stop. And what we've now found is that I think it's, well, Eugenie and I think it is more so to do with myself. So as soon as Eugenie finds the right remedy for myself, then he will stop sucking his thumb. And, you know, it's not always easy. It's not always an easy process. Like, he clearly sucks his thumb because he was self-soothing himself in my womb, which doesn't make me feel very good. Like, why would he need to self-soothe himself in a place that is supposedly safe and warm? He clearly didn't feel safe and warm inside of me, and I understand why. So, you know, it's just a process of trusting the process. And another, we would have been tested with homeopathy is bum worms. I'm so glad it took us this long to, you know, get a case of bum worms. Like, Jake is almost 7, and it was his very first time recently with bum worms. And oh my gosh, I, like, literally was Googling ingredients in bum worm chocolate because it was not fun. But I also wanted to trust the process so badly, but I also, it was so, like, I don't know the word, like, it was yucky, but not so yucky. It was just a bit, like, freaky, you know, seeing them and all that sort of thing, that I almost did reach for the bum worm chocolate, which I would have had to go to the chemist to get. But, you know, I trusted the process. We did all the things, and, you know, it's also about trusting that we actually all live with worms in our body. It's just a matter of, they might be, like, abundant at one point in time, you know, around the full moon or something. So yeah, it was just a process of trusting Eugenie's remedies, and especially the Nariani remedy, like the worming remedy. I love the Nariani remedies, but yeah, definitely a process of just surrendering, especially if you don't want to use, like, drugs. Like, because I looked up on Google, like, the ingredients of the bum worm chocolate, like, what is actually in it, and it's actually, like, it's a neuro something, like it paralyzes the worms. And you know, if we think about things like glyphosate and why we avoid that, is it's because it literally kills the bugs from their gut. Like, what's the difference in bumworm chocolate? And that might be a unpopular opinion, but I didn't want something that's going to paralyze something inside of Jager's body. Like, what if, you know, he reacts to it? Or, you know, I was like, nah, I'm going to trust the process. And it was a bit, like, a little bit yucky for a bit, but we got there in the end, and I'm so glad that I didn't run. But I also do understand why people do go and get the bumworm chocolate, because it is a bit, it is a lot. And it's a bit freaky, and I definitely think if I had a female child that I probably would have gone and got the bumworm chocolate, because I don't know if I could handle seeing worms going up into holes they shouldn't be. But then again, I really do trust the process and trust Eugenie, so probably wouldn't. Anywho, what a ramble. I definitely took a long time to get this testimony in, because I really don't know where to start. But as always, my testimony is I highly recommend getting a consult. And if you think that it's not working, it really is. And you just have to trust that it is, because, there's so many other things that might need to be shifted before the thing that you want shifted. So you just have to allow the process of unfolding. Yeah, and trust, because Eugenie and her team are amazing and we love them so much. Yeah, that's it from me. Bye.
Hello. So I'm here to share about how I've been introduced to homeopathy and how I found Eugenie Cougar at Homeopathy in Stornoville in Perth. Extremely grateful. Wouldn't know what to do today if I didn't know about homeopathy, because I, with any problems needing a solution, even to like daily life, I personally am popping pills every day now. And so that's my daughter. She takes immune defense every day. It just gives an extra layer of peace of mind. And of course, the most amazing part of it works like wonders. So my own mother was a TCM, traditional Chinese medicine graduate. And before that, her father is also in the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine business. He owned a shop, and we grew up all around Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine. And we were kids running behind the counter, opening every single drawers, eating funky things, finding funky insects. So I was really used to knowing natural medicine. But my mom passed away in 2018, and I didn't really have PV to like quick hand news of what to do or what to use. And being in Australia, it's really hard to get your hands on Chinese traditional medicine. Upon having my daughter, my doula also used homeopathy, so I was only introduced then. But how I really got the hang of this was when I met another mum, and she told me about Eugenie. I was really using a lighter homeopathy. It kind of worked, but it wasn't to the degree of this. So just to give a perfect example, I had really, really bad gastro or food poisoning, one of those that I caught, and we had nothing at home, and I refused to take traditional medicine, and I was genuinely like suffering. So I got my partner and I said to him, I don't care what you're doing, you're driving out 45 minutes to Stoneville to pick up this for me, after our consult with one of the homeopathy doctors. And I got Arsenicum 200C, literally felt a million times better in my second loading dose. It was amazing. And another, because I do get tummy problems quite regularly, I occasionally, if I forget to eat, get gastric. So I was like, oh, I definitely, there's something here that I could definitely use. And I opened my little book and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give Icapac a crack, not knowing why I bought it. And
lo and behold, same story. I became so much better just on the third loading dose. Homeopathy has changed our entire family's life. My partner was the same. He always, after a hangover, he would whinge and complain, and then I'll be like, just take Nux Vomica, even if you don't believe it works. And I genuinely think it does, because he doesn't say anything after that and quietly puts the bottle back in onto the bag, which we bought. And also because my daughter's not vaccinated, I've gotten the homeopathic immunization kit from Eugenie, and just that extra layer of peace of mind, knowing that my daughter is protected in a certain way, not nothing. And also, every month I give her antibiotics, and myself and my partner and influenza, and we give her immune defense every day. I also started taking the female balance BR16 Nuriani, recommended by Amy, and drastically improved my monthly cycle. I don't feel the symptoms anymore. I don't feel sluggish anymore. I never really felt very heavily sluggish, but it's definitely improved greatly. Yeah, it's been, I'm so grateful. I constantly praise Eugenie Kruger for what she's doing in Perth. And also yesterday, I started using the Hypercal Mother Tincture. I bought it, didn't really have a card or anything like that to start using it. And then I had a few nicks here and there myself. And I was just like, oh, I have this. I'm going to give it a crack. And I just started spraying on myself. And lo and behold, it's healed up really quickly already today. So just very thankful for homeopathy. Wouldn't know what to do without it. I've got a kit in my daughter's daily bag. I've got a self-made up kit. We've survived over just using Soul 200C throughout summer. Didn't even use sun cream. Yeah, all I can say is it's a part of our lives. Homeopathy is part of our family, and we are also grateful for what Eugenie is doing, and lots of praises for it. Thank you.
Hi Eugenie, my name's Jackie and I want to share a story. Many years ago now, my son choked on a nut that he'd been chewing, and after this episode he came down with a fever, was very poorly, and once he came out of the fever he had a very, very raspy throat voice, which we went to the doctors for, and the doctor checked him over and said, this is a very well boy, but if I close my eyes he sounds like he has asthma. So he prescribed a steroid pump for him and some antibiotics. I gave that for a very short time because my instincts said this was wrong. There wasn't anything wrong with his chest. So I stopped it. But the raspy throat sound hadn't gone. It was still there. Starting to get a little bit worse, and friends and family started to worry. So we called 111 and just got some advice. They sent ambulance around, and they recommended that we went to hospital. So we took him to A&E, and we were there for many hours. They were concerned. They tried to open up his chest with I forget what they gave him now, but another form of steroid, and they assumed that would clear it, but it hadn't. He then had a X-ray. They couldn't find anything. And they were very perplexed and suggested that we go home and the specialist would be in touch with us and prescribed more antibiotics, which we didn't take. I then thought, well, I kind of dabbled in homeopathy for arnica mainly, with bumps and bruises. I thought, I've got to go and find out. So we went and found a homeopath. And she wanted to know the whole story, which was fantastic. Because every time I tried to say it happened, it came from a nut. I'm sure something is stuck in his throat. They said the throat's clear, everything is fine. When I shared the story with the homeopath, I felt really listened to. She felt that my instincts were right, that something is in the throat. And she had asked whether or not he'd been sick after this incident. And I said, well, actually, my son, he's never been sick. She thought that was very interesting. And she prescribed silica 1M and just to give it before he went to bed and see what happened. And that night he slept in with us and gave him the silica 1M. And then in the night, oh my goodness me, this boy was so sick, it covered the whole bed. which we then, of course, stripped and went back, laid towels out, but he hadn't been sick after that. And when we woke in the morning, he was completely fine. The rasping sound had gone, and we were all just very relieved and also quite amazed. And that started the beginning of my dabble a bit further into homeopathy as a being at home first aider. But now I'm actually training with the School of Homeopathy now, because I've just seen too much, and it's wonderful, and to see it with my own friends and family and what it can do. That's my story. Many thanks, and I really enjoy listening to your podcast. Thanks, Eugenie. Bye.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stephanie Katz. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I was initially introduced to homeopathy from my dear friend and practitioner, Jessica Gilbert, about 3 years ago. So if I want to just add and say how homeopathy has changed my life, I literally have no words to describe the changes I've seen. I have a son with severe special needs, and he was not doing well. We were in the hospital all the time. He was sick all the time. He wasn't very strong, and things were really tough. And I have to say, over the last 3 years, it's been life-changing to see the changes. In the last year alone, we haven't called the ambulance. We haven't been in the hospital. He's hasn't had pneumonia for the first time. He's getting very strong. He's doing great. And even though he still struggles, I see so many incredible changes. And I have to also say that not only have I seen amazing changes in him, but I've also started an incredible path to healing, which is unbelievable and has also changed my life personally and my daughter and my husband. So I just want to say that I feel hopeful and optimistic thanks to homeopathy, thanks to Eugenie. She's been absolutely incredible. I'm so grateful. And I also absolutely love and adore the amazing podcast and learning. And I will continue to go down this path and wait for more change.
Hi, I started seeing Eugenie for homeopathy treatment for myself to manage my asthma, and for my son to make some improvement if possible for his autism. And I've seen some improvement in my breathing and made some progress with my asthma, and similarly has seen some progress as far as my son is concerned, improvement in anxiety and sleep. I'm hoping to continue this and see more improvement. Thanks, Eugenie.